Side B of record number 240 is blank. This is record 241. The beginning of a speech by Franklin D. Roosevelt, October 22, 1934.
My duty is to introduce the speaker of the evening. I present the President of the United States.
My friends, for the second successive year, I am making a direct and frank appeal to the country to give support to worthy local charities of all kinds. You will recognize the necessity of the general rule that prevents the President of the United States from asking for assistance or contributions on behalf of any specific individual or local good cause. If I were to begin doing that, I would be on the air at least a dozen times every evening. In this case, however, there is in existence once more this year a temporary central organization called the 1934 Mobilization for Human Needs. The object of this mobilization is to encourage and tie in together the many private organizations that are seeking funds to carry on their very useful and necessary work for the coming year. In some communities, these organizations seek contributions from the public by means of community chests. In other communities, they are asking for help separately, but simultaneously this autumn. May I very simply explain to you two facts which I think all of us should bear in mind. The first is that the federal government and the state government and local government are all of them bearing an unusually heavy load of expenditures for relief and unemployment purposes, a load so heavy indeed that every good citizen ought to lighten it, seek to lighten it at least, in every way possible. This effort on the part of governments of all kinds to bear their share of the emergency needs proceeds very clearly on the assumption that the very large amount of relief work that has always been borne in the past by private contributions to private organizations will continue in the future at least at the same pace and in the same amount as in the past. I hope that you will well realize that it is contrary to a sound public policy to transfer more burdens to the shoulders of government if it can possibly be avoided, and therefore that private charity ought, as a matter of good citizenship, to be maintained at least at current levels. And the other point that I would make is that no one of us wants to eliminate the personal factor in taking care of human needs. Surely no one of you wants to centralize the care of relief either in Washington, or in your state capital, or in your city hall, or in your county government. The decentralization of relief, the keeping of it in the hands of private organizations as much as we possibly can, that means that personal relationships and personal contacts, personal obligations and personal opportunities to do good will be preserved. Aside from the financial side of it, this personal giving to the social and charitable and religious organizations in which you are individually interested means much to the maintenance of those very human contacts and interests on which our American life is founded. And it is therefore without hesitation and with very deep feeling that I ask you